House delays September session, putting crypto's Clarity Act at risk. The U.S. House of Representatives canceled 2 weeks of its scheduled September session, a change that could push a vote on the Clarity Act, the crypto industry's top legislative priority, until after the November election. Cointelegraph reported the update on September 4, 2026, citing the revised House calendar. The timing matters because floor time is the scarce resource in any legislative year. Market structure legislation that assigns oversight of digital assets between the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission needs coordinated action in both chambers. Cut 2 weeks out of the fall window, and the sequencing gets harder, not just slower. The bill that would draw the regulatory map, the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, known as the Clarity Act, is the House vehicle for defining how tokens are classified and which regulator supervises which part of the market. It cleared the House earlier in 2026 and moved to the Senate, where committee work and a floor vote were expected to run through the fall. SEC Chair Paul Atkins said in recent weeks that he expects the bill to clear the Senate, and Coinbase has pressed Congress publicly to finish the job. A shorter September calendar complicates that path. Senate committees still need to mark up their version, reconcile differences with the House text, and find floor time that competes with government funding deadlines and other year-end business. Every week removed from the schedule raises the odds the vote lands in a lame duck session or drifts into 2027. An election recess changes the math congressional calendars compress in an election year. Members leave Washington to campaign, and the weeks that remain fill with must-pass spending bills. A crypto market structure bill, however advanced, sits behind appropriations in the queue. If the Senate cannot schedule a vote before members break for the campaign, the realistic next window is the post-election lame duck period in November and December, or the start of the next session. Neither is fatal to the bill. Both add uncertainty, and uncertainty is what the industry spent 2 years trying to remove. There is a second-order risk. Election results can reshuffle committee priorities and leadership. A bill that had clear momentum in September can look different in a new political configuration. Supporters would rather lock in a vote while the current alignment holds. Crypto prices climbed while Washington paused. The delay landed during a broad market rally. As of September 4, 2026, Bitcoin traded at 81,215, up 4.3% on the day, and Ether sat at 22,515, up 4.8%, according to CoinMarketCap market data. XRP led the majors with a 6.3% gain to 145, and the Fear and Greed Index reads 77, firmly in greed territory. Price action and legislative timing are not tracking each other here. The rally reflects liquidity and macro flows, not a bet on the Clarity Act's fate. Traders are separating the two, and rightly so. A regulatory framework is a structural input that plays out over quarters, not a catalyst that moves spot prices in an afternoon. For anyone using crypto as a payment method, the framework question still carries weight over the long run. Rules that define custody, token classification, and issuer obligations eventually shape which products can launch in the United States and on what terms. Stablecoin issuers, self-custody spending options, and exchange-linked crypto cards all operate more comfortably under a settled rulebook than an open one. A delayed vote pushes that clarity further out without changing what is legal today. The near-term picture, nothing in the calendar change alters current law. Exchanges, wallets, and card programs operate under the same rules on September 4th that applied the week before. The practical effect is on expectations. Firms that were modeling a past framework by year-end now have to widen their timelines. Two markers are worth watching. The first is whether Senate leadership signals a firm floor date before the recess, which would suggest the bill can still move on the original arc. The second is whether the lame duck session gets framed as the backstop, which would confirm the slip. Until one of those appears, the base case is a later vote than the industry wanted, not a dead bill.